Well, for the first time this year, shops which have remained shuttered since Christmas are fully reopen under the relaxation of the COVID-19 restrictions. Click and collect, and in some cases in-person shopping by appointment, has been allowed since last week. But today is the day of the big reopening. Our reporter Sinead Spain spent the morning in Newbridge in County Kildare. And I believe, Sinead, you're going to start with something of a haul from Penny's. Is that right? That was first on your list.
That was first on my list, Brian. Everyone loves to pick up the few bits from Penny's. And as you said, some shops did open last week by appointment only. But in the case of Penny's, there were 275,000 bookings at their 36 shops around the country. And customers I spoke to this morning said they were very much looking forward to taking their time and to browsing, I suppose, without the constraints of an appointment. So after 5 months of lockdown, those that I spoke to said that personal grooming products like eyelashes and nail polish were high on their agenda. Also homeware and, of course, pyjamas.
Oh, it's brilliant to be back in shops. I think everyone wants to do a Penny's haul, even when you don't want to do a Penny's haul. So I'm glad I got here, but I was only 10 minutes outside waiting, so it was great.
And what are you looking to buy today?
Do you know what? I'm not even looking for that. And I see when I get upstairs and see the underwear, that'll be the end of me. I think everyone wants Penny's underwear and Penny's pyjamas and the whole lot.
Yeah, it's lovely being looking around. Like, actually touching clothes is nice.
You were here early this morning?
Yeah, we literally just walked in. We were a bit shocked, but there was no queue outside.
Is it good to be back in the shops?
It is, yeah. It's lovely to get the last few bits before the baby comes.
How long before the baby's due?
7 weeks. So I needed to get in to get the last few bits, and I won't be back in again now. I found out I was pregnant after lockdown had been announced, so I haven't been able to get any maternity stuff in shops that I could try on. So it's nice that I can go into Penny's, get the baby bits and get a few little bits for myself.
Sinead, furniture shops were also open today.
Yeah, so I paid a visit to Michael Murphy Home. They're an Irish-owned furniture chain. They've 6 shops around Leinster. And Joanne Lonergan is the marketing manager with the company. She told me that they've over 100 staff working in the business, and they were delighted to welcome all of them back today, as well as their customers.
Absolutely brilliant to be able to open the doors and actually welcome customers back into the shops. We've been very lucky with our online business this year, but to actually have people back in the stores is what it's all about. Nothing beats actually being in a shop to touch and feel the product and actually try it out.
Yeah.
It's especially important for furniture. So it's a really exciting day for us.
We've all spent so much time in our houses the last few months, and we're sick of everything. So what's selling? What are people buying?
Oh gosh, a bit of everything. There's so many lovely collections that have landed with us that have just arrived. We're seeing lots of sumptuous velvets, particularly velvet bed frames, and a lot of bright pops of colour, which I'm sure is much needed after the year that we've all had.
That's certainly true, Sinead. Now, one other retail sector, charity shops, vital for the fundraising of the organisations which run them, and also very popular with very many shoppers.
Exactly. And the Vincent de Paul has a shop at the Courtyard Shopping Centre, which is just off the main street in Newbridge. And when I turned up this morning, it was really busy, both with customers looking for bargains, but also with people donating. And the Vincent de Paul says that they have 230 shops right across the island. And those shops raise 8 million euro a year. So it's a huge amount of money for the charity. Dermot McGilloway is the National Retail Development Manager. And he says that they spend more than 1 million euro every week tackling poverty. So those shops are a valuable fundraising pipeline for them.
Income has dropped very significantly, but the demand has gone up very significantly. So today is essential in terms of getting our shops back open to raise money for what we do in the local community. But there's a much more important thing about today, and that's about the social capital aspect of what we do and about the reconnecting with the communities that we serve.
And I think that that's an important point, because people think about shopping and they think that maybe it's a bit frivolous. But you think that it's much more than that.
Look, people come into charity shops for many, many reasons, and they come to St Vincent de Paul shops for many more reasons. A lot of people come into our shops because they simply can't afford to go anywhere else. There's a utilitarian aspect to what we do. But there are lots of people who come into our shops and really don't spend any money at all. They come in because it's a platform for them to re-engage with society. You know, SVP would recognise that poverty and deprivation really isolates people. And so there was large sections of our community who were already isolated and then had the double indignity of isolation through COVID. So if you didn't have money on your credit card or you weren't digitally enabled for the last 12 or 14 months, you weren't doing too much. And so today is so important for us because that wider community or that wider family who support the St Vincent de Paul and shop here and donate here and volunteer here are able to reconnect.
And that's Dermot McGinnaway from St Vincent de Paul ending that report from Sinead Spain.